Okay, we're doing the laws of Shmona Esrei. In truth, I would appreciate if everyone gets a siddur, we could look together. Question was asked, what do I do about the fact that it takes me about 2 to 3 hours to pray the morning prayer? I have to show up 45 minutes before prayer, and I end up about a half an hour after everyone else. I don't get time for breakfast, I have to wake up before everyone else to get there. And I'm doing it as best as I can, and after half a year, I'm still going at this pace. So I just want to say a few words of encouragement. I'm not addressing the fact that you could make your prayer shorter. That we have many classes on the web regarding how you could skip, what's the minimum you should say. But I just want to record what the Talmud says about Chassidim Rishonim. The Mishnah tells us in Brachot, Chassidim Rishonim Ayu Shoyim Sha'achat. The early generations of Hasidim would pause an hour, a period of time, before their prayer so that they'd be focused. They'd settle down. We run into shul and start praying. They'd come to shul so that they're focused. According to one understanding, is to get settled down. They're going to pray. According to another understanding, it's to focus their mind. Hamakom is a reference to God, that their mind will be focused enough to pray. Enough to pray to God. And the Jerusalem says that these Hasidim would take 3 hours for their Shachrit prayer and 3 hours for their Mincha prayer and three. So then the Jerusalem Talmud question prayer, how do they learn Torah? How do they make ends meet? What's left of the day? So the Talmud answers that because they are Hasidim, because they pray that way, so God gives them extra blessing, extra success in their learning, and they get what they have to get done in a smaller amount of time. So the only words of encouragement I could give you is that for now, think of yourself as Chassidim Rishonim. Mincha doesn't take you 3 hours, right?
No.
Alvit doesn't take you 3 hours.
No, I run 3 hours.
Okay, so you still have a way to go to become Chassidim Rishonim. Okay. Don't be discouraged by the fact that it takes you longer, and take advantage of the time you're in yeshiva. When I was in yeshiva, I used to leave yeshiva to go to quicker minyan. I didn't have patience for the 45-50 minute davening. I wanted a 25 half hour davening. 25 minutes, it was worth the 7 minute walk each way where you end up not gaining any time, because I didn't have patience for a long davening. Then an old bachelor in yeshiva, a guy who was like 40-45, and he'd been in yeshiva for many years. He'd been in yeshiva for talking about a guy who was in yeshiva as a bachelor for 20 years. Not cool at all. But he was a wise man, and he told me a line which was interesting coming from him. Think of someone who's been in yeshiva for 20 years. And he told me, he said, take advantage of your years in yeshiva. If you don't take advantage now to learn how to pray, you're never going to have this opportunity again to pray. Throughout your whole life, you're going to go to shuls where they run through prayer. If you take advantage now and learn how to pray like a Ben Torah should pray, then you'll have that with you for life. If you don't take advantage of it now, then you'll never have that opportunity again.
I'm not out of a problem with morning, how long it takes me. I can enjoy it, to tell you the truth. So I like to learn a little bit after, say, my morning before the Amidah service. Before we get into it, I like to learn a little bit too of my cell phone. But I was just curious if that was normal. That's a normal thing.
I don't think there's such a thing as normal.
You guys come in right pretty much before there. And I'm like, it's kind of like a quick drop thing, you know? I'm like, that's okay.
So we'll just mention something. If we could learn from the physical world to the spiritual world, more and more science has come to the conclusion that the concept that has been pushed for the last 20 years, 30 years, is a mistaken concept. The concept that parents were told it's not a question of quantity time, it's a question of quality time. Children also need quantity. It's not enough just spending 20 minutes of focus. You do have to give them quantity time as well. Children need a certain amount of time to spend with. Need a certain amount of time to spend with a mother at least, and also. So, by the same token, the people who you say are praying like a quick draw, It doesn't work that way. Our sages purposely instituted all these praises, did all these praises as introduction to the prayer, the Psukei Dezimcha, and there's definitely something to be said for doing things the way our sages told us to do them, without the shortcuts. Coming in before prayer, spending a few minutes before prayer, focusing and saying the prayer slowly, as our sages taught us to say it, as one we're counting money. So I count money quickly, don't get me wrong. Whenever people give me money, I say I have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, blah, blah, blah. I say, what are you in such a rush for? The pace I pray. The pace I count is the pace I pray. Count each bill, right? By the same token, when we pray, at whatever pace we can say each word. If you listen to learning, I also do it quickly. I can't focus on a certain pace, but every person has to find the pace at which he can focus. And that's the pace a person should pray at. As you become more familiar with the words, you also will need to pick up pace in order to focus and not fall asleep. But each person and the way his mind works and the way his soul works. Now let's quickly go into the laws of prayer.